The Rams and Patriots earning wins on Sunday and moving on to their respective conference championship games. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. In Chicago, the Bears forced overtime with L.A. before the Rams' Harrison Meavis booted the 42-yard game-winning field goal to pull out a 20-17 win. Bears head coach Ben Johnson.
Disappointing result tonight. You got to give the Rams credit. You know, Coach McVay does a phenomenal job. Coach Shula did a great job with their defense this week, and they ended up making a couple more plays than we did.
LA will take on Seattle in the NFC Championship game next week. Earlier in the day, New England topped the Texans 28-16. C.J. Stroud throwing four interceptions for Houston. Patriots advancing to face Denver in the AFC Championship game. Packers have agreed to terms on a multi-year contract with their head coach Matt LaFleur.
I love our players, the locker room, everybody in our organization. I mean, this is a unique place. The community has been outstanding. I mean, I grew up in the Midwest, and it's got the same type of vibe that I grew up in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Unless you're, I think, from here, you don't understand how friendly everybody is. And no matter who you are, you're walking down the street and people say hello to one another. And I've lived other places, so I think this is a unique place.
Deals for GM Brian Gutekunst and Director of Football Operations Russ Ball also nearing completion. Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has second interviews for the head coaching vacancies in both Tennessee and Miami. College football national championship game on tap tonight. Top-ranked Indiana squares off against number 10 Miami on the Hurricanes' home field. The Hoosiers are a perfect 15-0. Women's college basketball, Wisconsin beat Oregon 94-92 in double overtime. In men's Horizon League action on Sunday, Oakland down Green Bay 88-63, Fort Wayne over Milwaukee 100-82. Marquette returns to action with an early evening tip, Martin Luther King holiday. They are hosting Providence at a 5 p.m. tip on FS1. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.